This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Happy Winter Solstice, Bootleg Craig here, spinning up another unlocked Patreon episode to make your season bright.
While the regular show takes a break.
Bootleg Craig's Pirate Patreon Radio has a really freaky one to let loose today. This is the first episode of a series called Night Shifts, available only on Patreon, where Chunt takes on a series of jobs at night to try to buy Arnie a gift. If you love this sort of thing, you gotta head on over to patreon.com/magic tavern. If you become a patron there, you can listen to 2 bonus episodes like this one every month, plus ad-free versions of the main show, 2 brand new bonus episodes a month, and a ton of other stuff I'll tell you about after this ep. Stay tuned and find out how you can become a supporter.
What's bing you, Bongs? Just the quickest of messages from your old Unky Chunt before the show. In this episode, we have some fun with therapy and Foon, but want to acknowledge that therapy is necessary and wonderful, and all of us little fucking freaks should be taking care of ourselves. We may make goofs and gags about therapy here, but nobody should feel judged or ridiculed for seeking help. And now, back to the buttholes. Oh, yeah, BBs. Welcome to the first episode of Night Shifts, where me, Chunt the Shapeshifter, usually in the form of a badger, tries to take on various night jobs all around Foon. And here's the thing. I need some extra cash. I'm very bad with my coin, okay? So what I'm doing is I'm taking on all these jobs. One, just out of curiosity, I want to know what the people of Foon do, what different skill sets provide, what people do for a living. And then 2, I'm just trying to save up some more money to buy my dear friend Arnie a gift. He's my best friend, and I feel like he's been here for 7 years, and I've given him a few gifts. I can't remember exactly what, but I'd like to give him something nice. He's my guy. And speaking of gifts for my guy, there was an embarrassing situation last year where I shaved my fur to buy Arnie a chain for his pocket watch, and he sold his pocket watch to buy Red Potion. So, just a crazy little mix-up, but I never gave him that pocket watch chain, and I just want to do something special for him. He's my best friend, and he's away from home for 7 years now. Yikes bikes. So, that's why I'm doing this. Again, welcome to Night Shifts. For episode 1, we're here today with what I've heard is the preeminent therapist in all of Foon, Mr. Pigman Fraud. Hello, Pigman Fraud.
Please, you are too kind. You are too kind to call me, but not incorrect in many ways, for I am the predominant, I prefer the term psychoanalyst in all of Foon.
And can predominant still get you pregnant?
Yes, a predominant kind of gets you pregnant, but free sub is one more punch to a free sub.
Oh, interesting. So, Pigman, I don't want to be...
Please call me Dr. Fraud.
Dr. Fraud, thank you.
While we are in a clinical setting, call me Dr. Fraud.
Dr. Fraud.
If we are hanging out on the weekend or
yeah.
even like a weeknight, but it's more like a casual thing, like drinks or something at a bar. That's a time for you could call me Pigman.
So if I see you in like overalls or something and you're like wallowing in shit and mud, then you're Pigman. But when you're in your office,
what
you're
the fuck? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been a pig before, and that's what I did.
Oh, okay, so you think I'm a pig?
Well, I'm being rude.
Because I'm a pig man.
You're a pig man. And not to be rude, but why don't you describe yourself to the listeners?
Very different type of creature, a pig man.
Okay.
A pig, little oink oink creature, vomits in the mud, eats a sty.
Little curly tail, little curly penis.
Little curly tail, little flat nose, two slits. Like to wallow in the mud, like to slop all about. A hungry pig eats pretty much anything that you give it.
Yeah, I've seen pigs eat humans.
I'm a pig man. I'm much taller.
Okay.
Much taller than a pig. Little waddle on the ground.
So you're sort of an ambulatory pig on two legs, and you're like, I want to say 7'8".
I've been accused of being an ambulance chaser of my entire life, but that could not be further from the truth. 6'8", you're too kind.
6'8". I guess I'm really, really small, which I usually am.
See? Now this is interesting. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. So, Chan, do you think that you are very small?
I guess I do. And compared to other people.
Do you see? Psychoanalyst. We are doing psychoanalyzing on you, Chan, my boy.
Okay, so I said something and you just repeated it back to me with an upward inflection, and that's therapy?
So if I said something to you in an upward inflection, and it was the same thing that you had said to me. Interesting. Tell me more about that.
I guess...
I'm kidding. We're off the clock. We are off the clock. Yes, absolutely. You can call me Pigman. No, today is all about learning, okay? Do you have a notebook?
I can... let's see. Let me...
It's okay. I don't want to make you go get it because what I was going to do is you have a notebook and I say, toss it out. Forget everything you already know.
Oh, I found one.
Well, toss it out and forget everything you don't already know.
Toss out.
Don't write.
Notebook. Huh?
I actually do keep the notebook. It's I don't know why I said toss it out. It's an empty notebook?
Except for me writing toss it and then I was going to write out.
Oh, yeah. Don't toss it out. That'd be very wasteful. And you'll need that for notes for what we cover today.
Okay, so I'll leave the toss it, and let me add number 2, bop it, number 3, twist it, number 4, pull it.
So basically, Chant, and I'm very excited to have you sitting in on a session today.
I'm so excited to be here.
Normally, there is a code of ethics that we must follow, which would prevent you from sitting in on a session.
Oh.
But since I am kind of the father of psychoanalysts, I'm going to make all of this up anyway.
Thank you, Daddy Mind Thoughts.
So there basically are no ethics because... I haven't made any ethics yet. Does that make sense?
Oh, so, okay, yeah. So you literally wrote the book on ethics, and you have not yet to write that book.
Precisely, yes, yes. Very, very astute of you, Chant.
Yes, thank you. Okay, do I sit on the couch, or do I pull up a chair? Do I just stand the whole time? Do I kneel?
The psychoanalyzer never sits on the couch. You may pace about the room, which you probably will mean to be doing, because we are going to be doing a lot of cocaine today.
Ooh.
That is where I get all of my ideas, and if anyone asks, it's not that.
Now I know why your nose is flat. Oh, I noticed you also have a pipe, and you never smoke from it. You just kind of tap it against your cheek and chin.
Yeah, the pipe is full of cocaine, and I basically use it as a little bump stock if I need to get any more cocaine.
Break in case of emergency.
So you understand.
Yes, of course.
So you can pace about the room, you can sit in a big chair, but the couch where one would lie down, that is always for the patient.
Wow. Well, let me, I'm going to just take 1 second here. Let me concentrate. I'm going to... Okay, I shapeshifted my skin to kind of look like a blazer, and then shapeshifted my eyes and ears to look like I have glasses on. So maybe do I look a little more professional, a little more dignified?
I don't know. I'm a big pig covered in shit, so whatever you want to do, man.
I don't want to say it, but thank you for saying it.
It doesn't matter to me, but you look very good. I mean, it's...
Thank you. Yeah, I've never tried skin glasses before, but I think they're working...
I don't know that it's technically accomplishing either of the things that it's going for, but it's accomplishing something completely new, and I do. I can't take my eyes off of it.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there's no lenses, but if I did skin lenses, then I couldn't see. It would just be my skin and fur covering my eyes.
Chan, before we begin the session
today.
And we have a patient. Name is Timothy.
Timothy.
Very much troubled.
Aw.
What do you hope to get out of today's session?
I hope to take away at least one or two little tidbits or tricks or secret little hints that I can apply to my conversations with my best friend, Arnie. Now, Arnie, you haven't met him. He's about your height.
Never met him.
He's a very tall. Maybe he's tall. He might be 7'9", actually. I guess compared to me, I'm just, you know, I'm so small.
Interesting. Speak on that.
Yes. He's very, very tall. Just a very rugged, handsome guy. Mm-hmm. Great head of hair. Just very patient with me. Very understanding. I'm a little more volatile.
Yeah.
He's a little more calm. I'm a little bit rock and roll. He's a little more country. I'm vinegar. He's blood.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have kind of that, you know, May-December romance going on. So I'm just hoping to be able to open up more to him and be able to coax more information out of him and more emotions and be just a better friend, be able to have my friends lean on me a little bit more.
Wrong. You are here to learn how to manipulate.
Oh.
Obviously, you can use that for your altruistic means or, you know, do good or whatever you said with your friend and making him a better guy or whatever, mm-hmm. making him tall and good hair.
Yeah.
But you are here to learn how to insert yourself into the psyche of the patient so that you can fix the patient or kill the patient. Honestly, once you're in there, it's a Marcy's playground in there, you know, sex or candy. You can do whatever you want in there.
Wait, did you say sex or candy?
Hey, baby, I'm not here to put any restrictions on what you do inside, but all I'm saying is it's going to be up to you, and I'm going to give you the tools, and you can use the tools however you want.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, I'm going to write down here.
I give a little boy a hammer. He could build a bridge, or he could kill a big, like a giant, or, you know, was that something you could kill with a hammer? I guess maybe not a giant, like another boy.
Oh, wait, did you write the children's book, If You Give a Kid a Hammer?
No, legally, I have nothing to do with that book because of
It said it's from P.M.Fraud.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. And just so we're clear, after today's session, you will sign, you know, the document that we discussed, and the judge
I'll
will sign
that guy who's waving.
Yes, you'll sign the man who's waving, and who is the judge, and he will he'll knock off another community outreach program that I have to do.
Let me sign this waiver. Hello,
the book that I legally had nothing to do with.
Okay,
perfect.
All right, signed and sealed and delivered. I'm very excited. Let me write down better manipulate than never. That's kind of fun.
Oh, okay, John, I hear knocking on the door. Why don't you be the one to introduce yourself to Timothy and guide him to the couch?
All right. I assume this is another little boy, so let me open. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hi. I like your glasses.
Oh, they're my skin. Hi.
I like your skin, too.
He's running, I don't even know what to call it, a foot down my face?
Mm-hmm. I like your shirt. Can I go inside your shirt and then out the tail?
No, thank you. But thank you for asking.
This is very nice in here. Thank you.
Come in. Is this Timothy? Is this right, big man?
Yes, this is Timothy. It's and again, we are under office, Chant. So what do you call me?
Dr. Fraud.
Dr. Fraud. My name is Dr. Fraud.
This giant spider, he's I don't know if I'd call him giant. Are you a giant?
I am technically a giant spider, but I'm very small.
You're small for
a giant spider. So I'm a tiny giant spider.
I'm tiny too. Well, relatively for who I hang out with.
Same for me. It's so hard. When I try and go out on dates, women are upwards of 10 to 12 times my size. It is so difficult.
Yeah.
And it's not just making everything work. It's just the self-consciousness of feeling inferior to them. I think most women don't care as long as you act confident, but it's so hard when you see a woman. I mean, I'm almost the size of one of their middle eyes.
Yeah. Oh, what a wicked web we. I shouldn't. I'm sorry. I didn't. That's just top of mind.
My sister used to say that phrase all the time.
It's okay. It's okay. Everyone. Our tensions are running a little high, but why don't we come into the office and why don't we relax for a moment?
Yes. I'll be pacing. Timothy, do you want to build a chair or sit on the couch?
Why don't I just get on this pillow on the couch here, and then next time you look back, I won't be there, and I'll be somewhere else that you can't see. Is that all right? Does that make you comfortable?
Perfectly fine.
I just want to make everyone comfortable.
I have to say, please don't build another web in here. I mean, because when you leave, I have to clean that up.
It's hard not to bring my work with me. I'm a web designer.
Well, I give the web you just built a C+. C++.
It's hard to get work, though, with Squarespace.
For Timothy, it's absolutely hard to build a web in a Squarespace because it's... it's really the amount of corners you'd think is perfect, but it's very limiting when it's something so perfect, if you know what that means.
Ah, spider!
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was pure instinct. I'm sorry if I hit you with my notebook.
It's okay. I have a very strong external skeleton.
Oh, good.
And I can leap about 10 times my own height. It's fine. I'm used to people swinging things at me. Everyone is scared of me. That's why I'm here, Doctor. Everyone is scared of me, and I just want to make friends.
All the facts that you give about yourself should be good things, but when I hear them, they're terrifying. So your skeleton's on the outside of your body. So you're basically inside out.
Essentially, yeah. And I have 8 eyes, which is nice because I've taken up a job as a copy editor at night to sort of make ends meet. I can read several manuscripts at once.
Interesting.
With eight legs, I can type on multiple keyboards at once. It's great. It's super simple. And hold on to that notebook. Those are very handy.
Thank you.
If you want to take a job as a copy editor, if you're looking for work.
Maybe, as long as it's not with spiders. So you said that you hate yourself?
Very good, Chunt. You're refocusing. You're saying, I heard you say, and saying it back to him. Yes,
you hate yourself?
Thank you, Chunt.
I feel self-conscious, and I think other people hate me. I don't feel like I hate myself, but I think other people are frightened of me. And maybe I do hate myself.
Of course you do. Of course you do hate yourself, because that is spider nature. Spider nature to hate yourself. Something that we say a lot in my practice, and Chant, you might want to write this down, is that every spider has what we call an Oedipal complex. Okay? Earlier, Timothy mentioned that he's having troubles with other spiders, and he can't find a romantic partner. And that is because every spider wants 6 things. They want to fuck their father.
Wait, do spiders have hot dads?
They want to make out with their mother. They want to find a cousin who is a similar age, 5-10 year difference, do heavy petting. They want to go on 4 dates with an uncle, but nothing comes of it. It's just they had a really good time and they both decide, this is not for us.
Yeah, no harm, no foul.
They want to fight one of their brothers.
Okay.
Pick the biggest brother, fight him.
Henry.
Yes.
Yes, for Timothy, absolutely.
For Timothy, it's Henry.
Dr. Fraud, you hit the nail on the head.
And then at the end of the day, number 6, they want to fuck their mother again. Because start with the father, end with the mother. Well, why not, you know?
Wow, and that's called an Oedipal complex.
Mm-hmm. Oedipal complex, because eating ain't cheating.
Eating ain't cheating, okay.
Well, I did eat my mother. All of my 50 brothers and sisters and I ate our mother the moment we were born. That's exactly what we did. We devoured her whole. I never really met her. She's delicious, though.
How did it make you feel, Timothy?
Nourished. Mm. It felt nourishing. I was starving.
Isn't that a parent's goal, is to give nourishment to their children?
Oh, she was the sweetest, the most giving woman.
Oh, spider meat is sweet.
Yeah, and well, you know, when you have 50 kids, you got to feed those kids. And the first thing she did was said, devour me.
Now, to be fair, I mean, and Chant has made this mistake. Timothy is a giant spider, not a spider. Giant spider meat is sweet. Regular spider meat, I would say it's more like umami.
Like it's unctuous.
It's yes. It's like it's very full bodied. Yes,
like a crab.
Like a
crab. It tastes more like a regular spider. Tastes more like a crab.
So the spider tastes like what you dip it in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, interesting. So Timothy, and Dr. Fraud, tell me if I'm doing okay. Just to kind of unpack some things you said here. So you literally ate your mom, and I just want to know: did you ever reciprocate to your parents in terms of kind of a arachnid pro quo? Did you ever let them have a nibble at you, your dad, or any other family?
No, both of my parents were dead moments after I was born. We devoured my mom. From all I hear, my mother ate my father moments after conceiving me and my 50 brothers and sisters.
Oh, so it was passed down.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just
the Oedipal complex runs deep, Chunt. It runs very deep.
Like addiction or something. You know, you just, you know, if your parent ate
I'm sorry, did you say something about my addiction?
I just, if you can
enunciate
a little. If you
comment on someone's accent, that's considered in our field very rude.
Da. Unsari.
Apology accepted.
Sorry, I have Zelig disease. I'm a Zeligphiliac.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I understand that.
Or is it Zeligphiliac?
If you need to lick anything in the office, just go ahead and give it a lick. Most of the stuff in the office is cocaine, so.
Oh, does a wallpaper taste like snozzberries? Is that dumb to ask?
No, it's not dumb to ask, but the schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Have a bowl of schnozberries. I'm an idiot. Let me just...
That is for patients. Timothy, would you like a schnozberry?
I would love a schnozberry. I love very sweet things. I don't know what it was, but ever since I was a child, I've always loved sweets. I have a real sweet tooth. I'm not sure what started that in me, but I have a real sweet tooth all the time.
Dr. Fraud, should I say it or should you?
Oh, please. I mean, Chad, by all means.
It's impossible to tell why.
I'm sorry. I was giving you a note. By all means.
Oh, by all.
Would you just write that down?
Yes.
Because I noticed the schnozberries bowl is full and the almond bowl is empty. I must have been high on cocaine. I must have eaten all the almonds.
Okay.
Actually, make that a separate page and then write groceries at the top and then just leave it on my desk when you leave.
Grow trees.
Yes, I got a busy day tomorrow. I got to go to the tree store, and then I got to go to the almond store.
Are you going to go to the Almond Brothers, the two brothers that sell almonds?
I might go to the Almond Brothers. I might also go to the Apple store, because they have both trees and almonds. Yeah, then I also have to take my tablet there. I mean, the firmware on this thing is completely out of whack.
Yeah, of course. And what a beautiful wooden tablet. This is gorgeous. It's magicked or enchanted to sort of... show you what your patients are thinking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It says here, sweet, 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 sweet mommy, sweet, 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 sweet mommy, sweet, 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 sweet mommy.
Well, we won't be able to know, Timothy, what is going on, what is the source of your problem until we are able to apply some psychoanalysis to your life, which is why Timothy has been coming for many weeks. We've been working on this.
Yeah. I think, Dr. Fraud, I think I have it. Timothy, I see here on the tablet that has magic capabilities, it's showing here your thoughts. It says, sweet, 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 sweet mommy, and it repeats. I think mommy is, if I'm to unpack those a little bit, I think mommy is one half of umami, which is an unctuous flavor, so I think you're lying to us. I think you don't enjoy sweet. I think you like umami.
I think I just like to, everything has to be in balance. I think that's really astute. Are you a doctor?
Yes. Dr. Chunt is a renowned psychoanalyst in his particular field, and that is why he's sitting in on the session today.
I'm from the field. It's about four meadows over. It's a lot of lavender and dandelions. I'm from that field.
Oh, I love that. I used to live over there. There was a pile of wood in that field.
Oh, I used to sleep on that pile of wood.
Oh, I was always underneath that wood. And then the farmer would come out there in the summertime and start chopping wood and throwing more down. It was great. But then wintertime would roll around and they'd burn through all of the wood. And so I had to move. I couldn't take the noise anymore.
Cyclical.
Sure, of course. So you've had trauma in your past. Your home was burned down.
Yeah, it was taken apart and then just burned in front of me. Wow. I just take it inside his house and burn my home.
Wow.
He also built my home, so I suppose he had that right. I don't know. I do sort of hate myself, so I don't know what's right in the world.
But, I mean, what you're saying before, Timothy, is absolutely right. It's, you know, the farmer giveth, the farmer taketh. It's all about balance, you know. Like we were saying in your last session, it is about your waffle. So, Dr. Chunt, forgive me. I have to
Thank
explain
you.
My theory of balance. So what Timothy is talking about is his default state that is fighting between his two greater impulses. That would be his waffle. And then there is his super waffle. And his super waffle, this is what, you go to a waffle bar and you're like, oh, I have my, you know, the base level waffle, but oh, I could put some ice creams on there, or I could put some little chocolate bunny cakes.
Oh, yes. Yum.
Some Skittle candies or some cream on top and the strawberries. And you go and you go and you go and your waffle is too big.
Oh, and the goal, if your waffle's too big, is to Lego your waffle.
Mm-hmm. But then on the other side on it, we have the lid. The lid is the adverse to the super waffle, because the lid is saying, no, I'll put the lid on the chocolate bunnies, or I'll put the lid on the sauce, I'll put the lid on all the little ice creams. And your waffle is the balance between those things.
Dr. Fraud, what if a patient has an awful waffle where it can't be cured?
Here's the thing. Everybody can be cured.
Put some sugar on them, put them over slow heat.
Everybody can be cured. It just takes a lot of sessions that they pay full price for, because I don't do copays and I don't take any insurance. A lot of cocaine, that's more for me, so I can kind of delve into the subconscious and the unconscious.
Sure.
And a lot more sessions.
All of this talk of waffles, and I miss my mother. I miss my mother so much. She tasted like a stroop waffle.
Oh, it's like a waffle somebody left on their stoop?
On their stoop? And they're so good.
The sun. Leaving the waffle in the sun makes it extra crispy. Dr. Chant, this is a very good time for you to go into a practice that I call free association. So, Timothy mentioned stroopwafel. I want you to feed Timothy words that you think of when you hear stroopwafel. And Timothy, you just say the very first thing that comes to mind, and we analyze from there. We analyze your mental state by the words that come up organically.
Okay. Let me play this upright bass real quick. Free association, man. All right. Waffles makes me think of syrup.
Syrup makes me think of my mother.
Interesting. Syrup makes me think of maple.
Maple makes me think of that farmer that tore down and burned my house.
We're getting somewhere.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize. Oh, yes. Keep going. Attack.
Maple makes me think of trees, which makes me think of forest.
Oh, forest makes me think of where I met my last girlfriend.
Oh, so you have a girlfriend?
Yeah. Well, I used to have a girlfriend.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, Desiree was a lot bigger than me, and I got a little self-conscious around her. She was very lovely, and... I don't want to get to what this is a safe space here. Like nobody else can hear this session, right? Like you're not like nothing can like this tablet can't record it and then send it out to other people to hear it.
Dr. Fraud, we have Dr. Confidentiality, right?
Oh, of course. Yes.
Yeah. I have a microphone. I have a podcast microphone. I am recording. Like I told you, I have to record all this.
And like I told you, I don't know what that means. And it's fine with me.
Is this ethical for me to do?
You don't have to worry about it because we currently are in a two-party state, which means if the two of us are having a party, no matter what is stated in here has any bearing on anything. So, as long as we keep this party going, and I'm going to take a little bump of the sweet nose
candy.
Drink
some champagne?
Everything we do is cool and kosher.
And let me do a little bit of coke. Well, it's weird to hear a pig say kosher. Pig man.
Yes, please call me Dr. Fraud because we are in the office setting.
Even though
we're kind of in a little aside here and we did a bunch of cocaine together and you drank some champagne. So that kind of does, you're right, it has that kind of like a jovial, kind of like a weekend vibe. But it's not. Why don't you just call me by my full name in that context? Just call me Pigman Fraud.
Dr. Pigman Fraud?
Oh, God, yes. Put a doctor on both ends, and then they cancel each other out.
Dr. Pigman Fraud Doctor.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, Timothy, you were talking about your girlfriend, Desiree, and I just want to say, in here, you got to be cool, you got to be calm, you got to stay together, but we are not going to record you. There is nothing that's going to leave this office. Wink.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you. Desiree and I dated a few times and it was lovely and it was nice. Sure. Felt very comfortable with her and she invited me back to her place
where
she wanted to watch some pictures on the web. She just has a bunch of pictures up on her web and we just kind of watched them.
She would weave the pictures?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's very good art, very good artist. And we had a lovely time and you kind of know what web pictures and chill means, right? You kind of know what that's going to happen.
An idea.
And we started advancing towards that, and I got a little panicked because we got very close to make out, and I realized in that moment as we got face to face, we were about to kiss, and I screamed because I realized in that moment I have arachnophobia. I'm terrified of spiders.
Oh, you're self-loathing.
I'm very self-loathing and I become scared of what I see in others. And I do think it's a little validated because we did make out some and then she tried to devour me.
Oh, and that had
to be very careful.
Are you revving your engine?
I'm sorry.
I thought I heard a lawnmower starting outside.
I have a tea time in 15 minutes. But it's
chamomile or Earl Grey?
Cocaine. But it's fine. It's absolutely fine. I'm not going to be late for it. But before you start, Dr. Chant, before you start leading the patient to the conclusion that you think might be
the conclusion. You can lead a patient to water, but you can't make them think.
What Timothy has is a repressed memory. Yes? So we have to use the art of regression analysis to go into Timothy's memory and figure out exactly what it is that's causing the arachnophobia. Because it could be anything. Yeah. It could be so many different factors. Okay. It could be the thing with his mother eating his father and then him eating his mother. It could be that. But we don't know.
Yeah, but it does make sense now that, Timothy, you were saying you now go on dates with women who are 9-10 times your size, which makes sense because they're not spiders, because this date experience has ruined spiders for you.
Well, they are spiders. They're just... girl spiders are just so much bigger than boy spiders.
Interesting.
And I'm a very tiny, giant spider, so when I meet other giant spiders...
Yeah.
Even the boy spiders I go out with are larger than me. I'm such a small spider. Now I'm by norm, by like say a brown recluse, I'm huge. I'm about a foot and a half long.
Yeah.
That's
a brown spider that doesn't leave his house.
That's right.
So no one would have any idea how big they are.
They are so annoying. Yeah. So quiet. Real bummers.
Timothy, do we have your permission? Because we absolutely need your permission to party. We need your consent to party, so do we have your consent to go into your unconscious mind?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I would love that.
Let me grab the scalpel and start cutting.
Dr. Chant, please, before we start cutting into the patient, he has to be unconscious first. So look around the room, try to find something that we can hit him with. Don't worry, Timothy, won't kill you, but just knock you unconscious, just so we can get into your mind. Let's see.
I still have this notepad.
Oh, yeah.
Spider!
Jumper. He is a jumper. Look at that. Okay, it's not going to work, Timothy, because you jumped too high and we are not fast enough to hit you because we're all jittery from all the cocaine.
I have an idea. Based on a sort of bungled gift exchange last year, I have Arnie's pocket watch here. Should we just kind of sway this back and forth, distract him, and then bonk him on the head?
You bungled that? Wash it off before you use it. Don't.
Yeah, I cornholed it.
Don't be vaping around something that you bungled into the office.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to put all of the medical tools in the blue water first.
Okay. I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to resort to magic here. Now, you, sir, gave me some powder. And Dr. Fraud, what this...
That's good. You from a visit?
Yes, you, sir, gave me that powder to shrink a patient's head.
Holy shoot, I'm shrinking inside of my head right now. That's some fire powder.
Oh, fuck.
You got to give me this guy's number. I have to get in contact with him via the magic tag. It's two?
Yeah.
I whisper to a bird or something. I try to figure out how to get in touch with him. Now that that's, the powder aside, Timothy, would you mind just, pretending to be unconscious? We can do the same thing.
Happy to. Now, I can't close my eyes. You notice that of my, they're just big, bulbous, black eyes, and there are eight of them with no lids
them
at all. But do know that I've just shut down my sight inside my own brain, even though it doesn't look like I'm asleep, and it looks like I'm glaring right at you.
Dad, you mentioned eight eyes. I gotta ask, eight legs?
I do. Thank you for noticing.
Oh, no, sorry. When you ate your mom, eight legs?
Eight legs.
Eight thorax?
Eight eyes and eight legs.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I miss her so much.
We all do. What was her name?
Her name was Mariah.
Mariah. Okay. You're getting very sleepy.
Very sleepy.
Very sleepy. Your eyes are open, but the part of your brain that connects to the eyes is cut off. You're in a deep trance. Everything around you is darkness. You're swimming through a pool of the...
piss.
Okay, now all I can think of is piss. So let's go with piss. But don't let it eke you out, okay? It's piss, but it's fine. Does that make sense, Timothy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perfect. It looks like it works. Thanks, Dr. Chant.
Yeah.
We are going to go back into your memory, Timothy. We want to go back to a time when you are maybe a little child. Can you describe what it is that you see in front of you, Timothy?
Well, I'm in a giant white powdery sack.
Great. Now I'm hungry.
I'm surrounded by 50 other tiny giant spiders, and these are my brothers and sisters.
Brothers
We're
and
all
sisters.
Kind of
sure.
Waking up.
Do you see Henry?
I do see Henry. Ah. I see him. He's like two spiders over.
Wow.
I can see his ugly face. I hate him.
Perfect.
Good,
yes.
Good. Keep describing. So you see Henry, you see your other siblings.
There's Ethan, there's Dominique. Andreas.
And now that you started, we do have to hear all of them.
Yes.
David. There's Cody.
43.
I like Cody. Cody was really nice dude.
If you stop to comment on one individual spider, we're gonna need to have a comment for the rest of the spiders.
Well, there's Jocelyn, who she loves cotton candy.
For
loves
sure, yes.
Cotton candy.
Who doesn't?
Leah, who was super good at tennis.
Yes, 41.
I don't even know what tennis is. She did. She just said she was good at tennis. I never saw her play tennis.
I can answer that. Tennis, a number.
Oh, she was very good at 10. Is something else? I don't know. Her sentence structure was terrible. She was great at tennis, though.
Sometimes I get tennis in my jaw, and it's a real son of a bitch.
There was Randy Jackson, who was... he went off on a journey.
Oh, okay.
Melanie. Melanie had a beautiful singing voice. There was also Brianna.
Yes.
Brianna was very good at catching bees. Mm-hmm. And that was, it's a real talent to have. Bees are delicious. You can feed on a bee for a long time.
No small feet. Yeah. They have huge feet on a bee.
Do you want me to keep going to get through all 50?
No, I think that's
good. Well, okay. We have 37 more, but hey, Chanfant, did you do this? Why don't you just leave 37 blank spaces on the page?
Okay.
We may come back to the list at a later time.
Perfect.
What else do you see, Timothy?
I can't tell what this is. It looks like a...
You can tell us. Everything in here is confidential.
Coming towards us.
Okay, oblong shape.
It's a giant oblong shape, and I don't know what it is, although now that I'm seeing it in my mind, it looks like the bottom of a shoe. Like a human's shoe.
Okay.
And we're all in this white sack on our mother's back. And the shoe...
White sack on our mother's back. We're in a white sack on our mother's back.
Yeah, I love rap music. And the shoe is coming down onto where we're all in the sack. It's coming down on us. And it comes down and it's crushing us. I realize now it was a shoe. It stepped on all of us. And we're all scattering in every different direction. And then the shoe is gone. And we rush back to our mother, all of us at once. And I see all of our little faces and scurrying legs. And,
yes.
And our mother says, "You must have me for nourishment. I can't go on, children."
Wow. And she said that verbally or with her eyes?
She said that with two of her eyes.
And while you were eating your mother, were you waiting for the other shoe to drop?
I was waiting for the other shoe to come back, right?
Sure.
Where there's one shoe, there's at least seven more. That's what Randy was always saying.
That's spider logic. Yes, absolutely.
And you said it looked like a human shoe, but you didn't see a human attached to it. Do you think it could have been a shoe fly? Getting a revenge on us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I know a lot of flies and they get drunk. I host a podcast at a bar. It's no big deal. But a lot of flies come in there to drink because they're like fucking spiders. Like my whole family was just eaten by a spider. So I know that a lot of flies are pissed off at you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I will admit to having, I have a pet fly.
Okay. That's perfectly normal.
I have a pet fly. He's a very sweet guy. I named him Travis.
Travis fly.
And he's also a, you know, a really delightful young fly. He's really friendly. I do sometimes, when he acts up, threaten to wrap him in a web and pierce him with my venomous pincers until he turns into just sort of a liquid substance that I can suck out later like a juice bag.
Boys will be boys. I mean, it sounds just like, you know.
Yeah.
Locker room talk, in my opinion.
I don't know why flies would be mad at spiders. We're very good owners of flies. I know a lot of spiders who have had flies as pets. So I feel like we're equal, right? Flies and spiders.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Animals. Yeah. I actually know an old woman who swallowed a fly. Do you know why she might have done that?
That fucking lady swallowed me, too, to go get the fly. It's when I lost my job as a web designer and I was looking for any kind of work.
I'll be honest with you, Chunt. I showed up in that story way later. She got all the way up to Pigman and I was like, "Lady, I'm a doctor." And she was like, I need some fucking help.
Wow, that is...
Yeah, well, what a weekend that was.
The going in was a lot easier than the coming back out.
I have to imagine. Mm. So, Timothy, if I may, do you feel like you find yourself a lot of times... just wishing people around you would turn into some sort of liquid you could drink? Like, even us right now, every once in a while we touch upon a nerve, and it feels like the glare that you're giving us with some of your eyes, not all of them, some of your eyes, is almost as if you just wish we would turn into some sort of liquid that you could drink.
And I'm sorry about touching on a nerve, but I have to give you a massage because I am so hopped up on the cocaine that if I don't do something with my hands, I'm going to go insane.
Please, come closer. Please, give me a massage. That sounds great. You're not going to really find any knots because, as I said earlier, my entire body is a skeleton on the outside.
There's a chance.
I'm going to feel tense, but know that I'm very relaxed right now, doctor.
There's a chance I might find some knots because I spilled a whole mess of garlic knots all over the office right before you came in, and I found... I couldn't remember. Did I make a half dozen or did I make a dozen? Because I found a half dozen, but it could be another half dozen. And Timothy, how does that make you feel?
The massage? It feels fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's a deep bone massage?
I'm not bad at it, yeah. I mean,
no, thank you. I'm feeling very relaxed. Thank you.
Good.
And you said that you might want to turn everyone into liquid and drink the goo that comes out of them once you've turned them into liquid. But Timothy, let me ask you a question. You came in here upset, very alone, very much like you needed a friend. If you turn everyone into the liquid, Timothy, will you have any friends left over?
You can't liquefy your problems, Timothy.
You're right. I would like to liquefy my problems. It would help a lot.
But we all
Sometimes
would.
You get so mad and you just want to wrap somebody in a bundle and hold them because you love them so much, like a swaddled little baby or a little pet fly swallowed in a thing. But then something about that shape, you just want to dive your pincers right into it. Just have them slowly break down over time as their blood and flesh and bone all kind of merges together into one, just like a super, super delicious, like a very cool aid sort of thing, like a nice red, cool aid sort of thing.
Huh.
Sure, I mean, we all get that impulse, you know. We all want to do, you know, something similar, and then, you know.
I want to wrap up my enemies in some sort of swaddling or bundle, hold them tight, and then wait till they turn into liquid, and then basically squeeze it. Is that outdated? Is that mentality still around, or did that go out in the 90s? Squeeze it?
No. We understand the reference point, I think.
Just like twist off the top of their head and squeeze it.
Yes, it's like a plastic going down to the sides, and you give it a like counterclockwise twist. Yes, we understand, yeah.
And it's pretty good.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, for me.
Yes.
My problems, I find that it is always best if I can try to see the bright side, you know, see the sunny side of my problem. So I like to compress them all into a little ball, and then make that ball kind of a metallic pouch, and then I like to take my take my pipe right here, and I pierce the top of the pouch.
Oh, do you get it on the first try?
I mean, who? No one ever gets it on the first try. Got to firm it up a little bit. But then I squeeze everything out of that pouch, and I make sure the pouch is bone freaking dry inside. And only then, once all of the sun has escaped from the pouch, can I feel truly happy.
Wow. I mean, that sounds so good. I feel like it might even be better on the high seas.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm not really like a boat person.
Yeah, I guess that retort wasn't very Snapple.
Okay, Timothy. You've done a very good job. On the count of four, you're going to awaken from your slumber. You're going to have no memory of the things that we discussed while you were in your unconscious state, even though you were just pretending. I mean, come on. If you are pretending about that part, you can pretend about the forgetting part, too. What number did I say?
Four?
Four?
You should
four.
Have no memory. That is a trick question. Four. Four, wake up.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't counting back from anything. Who was the time?
My sister was good at 10. I wasn't good at any of the numbers.
Oh, okay. That's my bad. I mean, you were good. You said 8. You did know 8.
I know 8 because it's the only number I have to know as a spider.
I should have said the number at 8. I don't know what I was thinking.
Wait a second. I have my regular skin. I have my jacket skin. I have my boots skin. And I have my glasses skin. I have 4 skins.
Oh, very good, Chunt. Very good.
Just a fun little tidbit, fun little anecdote. I don't even know if it's an anecdote.
A foreskin is a fun tidbit. I do agree with that.
Someone should have cut me off. I feel like an idiot. You should have cut me off. Oh, sorry. You shouldn't have. It's not that you had to cut me off. I'm just saying it would be okay if you did cut me off. Not that you have to, because it's fine if you didn't cut me off. That's, I think that gets a bad rap. It gets stigma. It's not. It doesn't get dirty. I was not going to go somewhere blue and dirty.
Chunt, may I just say? Less is more in this situation.
Oh, so you should have cut me off.
Yes. Timothy, awakening from your state Tell me, do you feel a little better?
I do. It's so nice to hear other people's voices. It's so nice to be around people. To be
good.
To have like some positivity, you know, so to people to ask me questions and not be scared of me. You're curious about me, and it feels like I'm really connecting, and I would like to find this in the real world for myself and not have people be frightened of me just because of what I look like. And I don't want to be frightened of other spiders for how they look.
Yes, yes.
That's wonderful. Let me, Dr. Fraud, why don't we tag team this? Dr. Pigman Fraud, Doctor. We're going to start tag team this. We're going to throw out words now. And let's see what you associate with these words at this point. I'll go first. Mother.
Stillwater pond.
Farmer.
I think about a home.
Spiders.
Oh, yeah, I'm still really freaked out by that, but go with the game. Go with the game. Pals.
Brianna.
She was the one good at tennis? I get them all mixed up. Did I mention Autumn? Autumn was fantastic, too. I loved Autumn. Kristen, also, and Alejandro, all three of them. Okay. They could harmonize.
34 more.
Liquefy.
Oh, I think about a snack.
Timothy, your brain is going somewhere. Tell us. Describe it.
I think about just finding my own wood pile somewhere.
Yes.
Near a lake. Maybe it's a wood pile that's just naturally occurring. No farmers, and I'm by myself, and I'm catching
any naturally occurring wood piles. But yes, let's go with it. Let's go with it.
Dragonflies.
Well, all dragons fly, but yeah, yes. So let's go with it.
Okay,
let's go with
sure,
it. Let's
sure.
Go with
yeah,
it. Let's go with
dragons
it.
Flying. You know, I just like a view. I want a home for myself, and nearby, I'll meet a beautiful spider named Mercedes or Preston.
Ooh, you have expensive tastes.
Hannah? Hannah, is that a name of a spider? Do spiders go by Hannah? That sounds like a good spider to meet. And we're settling down to have a family of our own.
Yes.
And I don't get devoured after doing it. Unless she's into that.
Yes.
People are into all kinds of things. I don't...
A wise man once told me, eating ain't cheating.
It's all about just talking through your desires and what you want. And if somebody wants to devour their partner... That's a thing.
Wow.
I accept it.
Did you hear yourself, Timothy? You just said the word desire.
Yeah.
Do you know what name sounds like desire?
Alejandro?
Yes. Do you know Alejandro?
He was one of my brothers.
I'm getting an Alejandro from somewhere over here. Is there someone over here who knows an Alejandro? Is that something from your past?
You know who knew Alejandro, actually, who met Alejandro, was my ex-girlfriend Desiree.
Oh, Desiree. I forgot about her. Desiree.
Desiree.
Yeah. Her name sounds like desire.
You know, actually, Timothy, you bring up a very good point. And I want to ask you... Oh, look at that. That's the time. God, isn't it always the way? Well, that's the session. We have a very busy day ahead of us, Timothy. Lots of other clients to see. Wouldn't be fair to them if we took up all day just kind of chit-chatting with you now, would it?
It's do I get like a discount rate since there's two of you? Is it a 50% off sort of deal?
Melanie can validate your parking if you parked. So she can validate for that. And no,
Sorry, am I early? I heard someone say discount.
Count, please.
Is it discount's turn?
Melanie, what are you doing? Are you letting him in? Come on. I mean, your fun job is to guard the door and answer the phone.
Sorry, sweetheart.
Who's this? Is this your boyfriend? Melanie, you can't have a boyfriend around here.
Okay, I'll dump him.
What? You're dumping me? Oh, fuck.
Now, who's this guy? This is another Dracula? Melanie. Hold on, everybody out. Slams the door.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about that, Timothy.
No, no worries at all.
No, not to you. I mean, my professional card. I'm sorry to Timothy.
Not my apologies to take.
That you had to see that. I'm so sorry. I usually like to find a better operation for people.
Can I ask, and I'll talk in front of both of you, what is the typical rate that you charge, Dr. Pigman Fraud Doctor?
I charge my weight on a sliding scale.
Oh.
So I hope you had a nice breakfast. Okay, and he slid down and dense for a badger. Very nice.
This is a dragon scale that's been manipulated into a slide.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a sliding scale. Whee!
And what does it say at the top?
Oh, no badgers.
No badgers. I'm sorry. Yes, there's a lot of signs, so we can read them all. But it's, you know, the slide is $1. So, you, okay.
Oh, I see the sign. Slide is $1. No badgers. Mm-hmm. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Pobody's nerfed.
Hanging their kitty.
Yeah, someone's hanging their kitty.
My other slide is a fucking dragon. Yeah, there's a lot of signs. We could all say,
we could all be reading signs.
Timothy, any signs that you like in particular?
I'm a big fan of It's Wine O'Clock. I had one of the logs I lived under.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Signs everywhere. There's just signs.
But I saw the sign and I said, well, that opens up my eyes. I must have it. And I put it into my office. And I do this
there's
for
a sign that
sign.
Says open up your eyes. That's so you don't fall asleep, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
How do you read it when you do fall asleep? To remind yourself not to fall asleep?
I go into my subconscious. It's very easy. It's what I do. It's what I do for work.
Well, Dr. Big Man Fraud Doctor, Timothy the Small Giant Spider, I want to thank the two of you for providing me a free education. This was so much fun. I feel like I learned so much, and I have so much to take back to my friends, and specifically my best friend, Mr. Arnie Niekamp. So if you ever see a small giant man named Arnie, please be nice to him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm nice to everybody. I don't know if I would single it out like I would be mean to him.
Huh. Dr. Pigman Fraud's doctor's eyes are moving and his nose is bleeding, but he's not saying anything. But it looks like he thinks he's talking. Let's get that pipe out of his mouth. No more cocaine for you.
Dr. Chund, if you're leaving, do you mind if I hitch a ride on your shirt on the way out? Maybe just right up next to your collar?
Timothy, I do mind.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I'll just see what I can do out in the lobby. Just look for another patient.
Sorry,
later.
Spiders are gross. Well, thanks, everyone. I'll see you next time on Night Shifts.
Oh, yeah. If you listened to that and thought I gotta get some more of that crazy content, just head over to the Magic Tavern Patreon page at patreon.com/magictavern. You can become a Look, you can become a patron and support our independent production. But that's not all. For only $5 per month, you get some choice benefits like 2 new bonus episodes each month. You can also hear Arnie, Usador, and Chunt talk about fast food mascots, Earth comics, and all sorts of other nonsense. Plus, you get access to the Magic Tavern Discord with a quarterly virtual meet and greet with the hosts, a monthly newsletter from the hosts, early access to live events, and the full back catalog of bonus content ad-free, including every single Magic Tavern spinoff series. To learn more and become a patron, visit patreon.com/magictavern. That number again is patreon.com/magictavern. Chunt, the talking shapeshifter bat badger, I don't know, was played by Adil Rafai. Dr. Pigman Fraud was played by John Patrick Cohen. You can check out Adil and JPC on their other podcast, Hey Riddle Riddle, and go to @JPSoFly to follow JPC on Twitter. Timothy was played by Jeffrey Craner. Jeffrey is the co-creator of Welcome to Night Vale. Check out everything Night Vale at welcometonightvale.com. This episode was produced by Adil Rafai and Matt Young. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode was edited by Tim Joyce. Logo by Aller LeBon. Theme by Andy Poland. And finally, make sure you tune back in next week when we'll have a very, very special Patreon preview episode. That's right, you'll hear it here first. I hope you all had a very happy holiday season. Ow, 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 ow. I stubbed my toe.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.